America is a divided nation. It is as true today as it was in 1968 when the Kerner Commission noted that our nation was moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal. They suggested that the main cause for urban violence was white racism and that white America needed to bear most of the responsibility for black rioting and rebellion. 30 years later, in 1998, the Eisenhower Foundation commissioned a follow-up report, and they found that there was more poverty in America and that it was deeper, blacker and browner than before. America was still a racially divided nation. It is now 2016, and even with all the progress we have made, it now feels like we are back at the beginning and we are racially divided again. We're less than 2 weeks into the world that President-elect Donald Trump is creating, and with every appointment that he makes, America feels like it's becoming more divided, more white, more racist, more misogynistic, and more frightening. The new America, the one that's supposed to be great again, looks shockingly similar to the old America, the one that was hostile and unwelcoming to people of color, the LGBTQIA community, and women. This is not my America. There's so much about this new world that is unclear, from whose voices and lives will matter to who will speak for those who will be unable to speak for themselves. But there are some things that are crystal. Donald Trump will be our 45th president, and power concedes nothing without a demand. If we want to be the America that we have always dreamed that we could become, we must be willing to stand up, to make our voices heard, and to challenge power until it concedes. This is Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.